Hi, this is Lauren Hunt with another episode of the Guitar Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. This is episode number 24. Those of you new to the Guitar Podcast, I want you to know that what I talk about here is my opinion from my experience with guitars and amps and effects and so on. Please chime in with comments and questions with emails to info@theguitarpodcast.net. Also, join me on Facebook. Just search The Guitar Podcast. Or just go to theguitarpodcast.net, the website, and that is a portal to where you'll be able to see links to the YouTube page as well as Facebook page. Check in there and you'll be notified of new episodes at any time, whenever they come out. Today I want to offer up another apology for being so late in getting this episode out to you. We're very, very busy at work, working late hours at work and then working at home, and I'm thinking it may be a little bit sporadic like this until January, when this project is pretty well complete, until the end of January, so probably February. But I'm going to do the best I can. I really want to do these every week, and because I've committed to that, and but obviously you know that personal work comes first, you know, the number one job. But anyway, kind of licking my wounds this evening after watching my Colts lose to Michael Vick and the Philadelphia Eagles. If you're any Philly fans out there, you know, you're happy. I'm not. So anyway, I thought, what better to do to raise my spirits on a Sunday evening than try to do a podcast? Anyway, oh, good news is, I'm pretty sure I'm going to win my fantasy football league game this week, taking out the undefeated team's commissioner, too. Anyway, today I want to talk about your personal musical legacy. I know that sounds really crazy to think about your own personal legacy, but really, sure, maybe you are a professional musician, maybe you're not. Maybe you are known worldwide, maybe just locally, maybe just within your family. But each one of us really has a legacy within our network of friends, people who possibly take guitar lessons from us, or our family. And what I really want to address there is that, you know, from what you do as a guitar player, or what you share with your family and friends, or anybody who may look up to you as a guitar player, you're building a legacy. And it's really very important to what you leave behind in this legacy, your guitar legacy, whether it's the information, the skills that you pass on to say, like, you know, I have two daughters, you know, the guitars that I have, the instruments I have, whenever I'm buying something, I think about that now. Whenever I look at a guitar or a piece of equipment or amp or even a pedal, something as little as a pedal, one, is it going to serve me well? And two, if I hold on to this for a long time, how well will it serve them down the line? How well will they look at it and say, hey, this is, you know, dad or grandpa or whoever, you know, whatever, if it's my grandchildren that wind up utilizing any of these instruments, that they look at these instruments and say, you know, grandpa really, really got some good stuff here. He knew what he was, you know, or grandpa was really cheap, or he really got some good deals, or whatever, or these are some really special instruments. You know, I have some fairly expensive guitars hanging on my wall and amps and such, but there's a guitar in my mind that I don't have right now that is one thing that I'd really love to have. And it's my grandpa's guitar. Right now, it's at my uncle's house, rightfully so. But I'd say if there's any one guitar that I would love to have in my possession at this time, and it is my grandpa's guitar. Now, I don't know what the brand name of the guitar is, if there's a brand name to it. It's been repaired numerous times. I guess the best way to describe it, that I could describe it, is it's been farm repaired by my grandpa. The fretboard has been raised instead of the neck being reset. High frets have replaced the cowboy fret, the frets on 1, 2, and 3, and then they're wider, so they've been cut off, so then they stick out further and cut on your hands. It's really not that great of a guitar. Its sound is really cool, though. It has a really nice slide guitar sound, really nice, and the mid-range on it is really well pronounced. It's kind of a narrow guitar. It's not quite a parlor guitar. It's not like a concert guitar, but it is a little smaller. It's not an arch top. It has a just a regular sound hole. Materials used to repair the guitar were not the ideal glues. They weren't hide glues that were used. I'm thinking they used wood weld on them. Never use that stuff. Don't use that stuff on your guitar. But what I'm getting at is that guitar represents a legacy in my family, from my great-grandfather to my grandfather to my dad and uncle down to me, and then eventually to my children and grandchildren and so on. But if, guitar means this much to me, and that guitar, which I don't know if anybody would give you anything more than $20 for that guitar, if that guitar means that much to me, what would, my Les Paul or 72 SG or any of these guitars that I have now mean to my grandchildren or great-grandchildren going forward? See, so that's kind of what I'm getting at with the instruments I get. Then we get to, what you're passing on to your family or friends or your friends' kids or whatever. As far as if you're showing them how to play anything, some of the first songs that I learned were songs that my grandpa showed me how to play, and my dad, my grandpa showed him how to play. And one is Wildwood Flower. The other one is what grandpa called Under the Double Eagle, is what he thought it was called, and I'm not sure if that's what it was called or not. I've heard a song that somebody said was Under the Double Eagle, and it didn't sound anything like what I was playing. So I don't know who was mixed up. But anyway, those two songs I can still play today. Would I necessarily ever play those? I mean, I guess if I were in a bluegrass band or something like that, which I'm not nearly good enough of a finger picker or flat picker to call myself a bluegrass guitar player. But, if I were in something like that, that's the best thing I could do is to play a song like that, one of those two songs to represent that genre. And I've kind of modified those a bit and had some fun with them and play them a little faster here and there and jazz them up a little bit. My dad says I played them too fast, which is fine because I love getting him riled up. It's kind of fun because, then he catches himself. He figures out that I'm just joking around with him. I'm getting a kick out of making him mad, and then he laughs, and it's all fine. But those two songs, when I play those for my family, those are songs that they relate and they think of my grandpa. They think of him, and they, he passed away, 12 years ago. But whenever I play that, then they go back, and it's almost like a part of him is still carrying on through these songs. And that's part of his musical legacy that he left behind in the family. So, I'm thinking that if you have a passion for guitar and you're listening to this show, that somewhere in your family there's a musical legacy that's been passed down to you, and you can value that. I'm sure you value that, and you can think about that going forward with your personal legacy and your family and your friends and anybody who is in contact with you in a musical capacity, whether it's people you play in a band with or that you just talk to about guitars and such, or music. You're building a legacy there. Hopefully 70, 80 years from now, somebody's, your grandchild or somebody else's grandchild is talking about, hey, this person, they're talking about you. And I mean, that's something that lives on forever, really. I mean, if it keeps on, I mean, that's what a legacy is all about. And I guess it may sound like perhaps it's a little self-centered or self-righteous to think, oh, my musical legacy. But what it does is it keeps the music going, a love for guitar, and then the family connection. I mean, or the personal connection, the friend that you had. Well, I know this is a fairly short episode, but it's something I really wanted to get out. It's something I've thought about for last week or so. I heard someone else, I heard another show where somebody was talking about kind of a legacy. It was a totally different subject. It had nothing to do with music or guitar or anything like that. When they were talking about it, it kind of sparked something in my mind about the musical legacy or a guitar legacy that an individual leaves behind. And I thought about my grandpa's legacy, what he left in my mind, in my heart. And that every time I play guitar, I think, you know, it's not just me playing. It's my dad or my uncle or my grandpa or my great-grandpa. From what I understand, my great-grandfather could really make it sing. And so they say, I always said about him, he could really make it sing. And my grandpa had his own style. Of course, he was fairly old and his fingers wouldn't work quite as well as they used to. You know, anytime I heard him play, but it was, you could always make out the tune, you could always make out a melody, and a good feel for what was going on. So that's pretty much what sparked the idea for me to talk about this week, and I couldn't help it. I had to just get it out of my system. Hopefully next episode I will talk quite a little bit longer about a different subject. But I think this is something that whether you're an acoustic guitar player, a beginner guitar player, a veteran guitar player, or electric, or whatever, that we all potentially have, a musical legacy to leave behind. With that, I'll close up this episode of the Guitar Podcast. Please chime in with comments and questions to info@theguitarpodcast.net, or feel free to post things on the Guitar Podcast Facebook page. Post things on the wall. Like it. Join in. And if you email me or whatever, I will more than likely address your questions or comments on the show. Please let me know if you're what country you're from or what state or whatever. Let me give a shout out to your area. I think it's really cool when I look at the analytics of all the countries and places where people are listening to the podcast. So anyway, that's pretty much it. This is Lauren Hunt signing off for the Guitar Podcast.